The following is a CJBT Productions podcast. This is the Music History Today podcast for September 16th. On today's show, Miami Vice debuts, the Met opens at Lincoln Center, and Rapper's Delight gets released. First up, on this date in 1959, Dick Clark held his first Carnival of Stars concert with Annette Funicello, Paul Anka, and the Coasters. In 1960, Johnny Burnett recorded the song You're 16. In 1963, the Beach Boys released their album Surfer Girl. In 1965, Dean Martin's TV show The Dean Martin Show premiered. In 1966, the Metropolitan Opera House opened in its current location at Lincoln Center in New York City. In 1970, Jimi Hendrix played live for the last time. He passed away 2 days later. In 1972, Peter Frampton played live as a solo artist for the first time. He was originally the guitarist for the group Humble Pie. In 1974, Bob Dylan recorded the songs Blood on the Tracks and Meet Me in the Morning. In 1977, the Talking Heads released their album, Talking Heads 77. In 1979, the Sugar Hill Gang released the groundbreaking hip-hop song, Rapper's Delight. In 1984, the MTV Cop Show, as NBC broadcasting genius Brandon Tartikoff famously wrote on a napkin once, the show called Miami Vice premiered. The show combined cops, glamour, music, and a visual style that became extremely trendy during the 1980s. In 1993, Janet Jackson appeared on the cover of Rolling Stone magazine, shirtless, with her breasts covered by the hands of her husband at that time. In 1988, Phish quit the group Marillion. In 2008, Jasmine Sullivan released the song Bust Your Windows, and Carly Rae Jepsen released the song Tug of War. And in 2014, Barbra Streisand released the album Partners, which eventually made Barbra the first recording artist to have a number one album in six different decades. Artists who were born on September 16th include blues great Mr. B.B. King, singer Richard Marx, Nick Jonas of the Jonas Brothers, singer Mark Anthony, Eurodance singer Charisma, a.k.a. Luna, producer Metro Boomin, rapper Guanya, rapper Prince Iya, singer MC Kevin Ho, Bernie Calvert of The Hollies, Ron Blair of Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, Kenny Jones of Small Faces, Joe Butler of The Love and Spoonful, David Bellamy of The Bellamy Brothers, Tina Barrett of S Club 7, singer-actress Sabrina Bryan of The Cheetah Girls, singer Teddy Geiger, actress-musician Kyla Pratt, rapper Flo Rida, Betty Kelly of Martha and the Vandellas, Justine Frischman of Elastica, Dave the Snake Sabo of Skid Row, singer Katie Melua, Vicky Blue of The Runaways, Frank Reed of The Shy Lights, guitarist Charlie Bird, country steel guitarist Ralph Mooney, guitarist Earl Clue, Alan Barton of Black Lace and also Smokey, bassist Ian Evans of Leonard Skinner, Dave Blood of the Dead Milkmen, Terry McBride of McBride and Ride, and Andres Javier Blasquez of Menudo. Artists who unfortunately passed away on September 16th include composer Dirk Jansoen Swelinck, passed away at the age of 61 in 1652. Composer Lambert Pietkin, who passed away at the age of 83 in 1696. Composer Damasus Brassman passed away at the age of 67 in 1798. Opera composer Antonio Carlos Gomez passed away at the age of 60 in 1896. Composer Leo Fall passed away at the age of 52 in 1925. Irish folk songs tenor John McCormack passed away at the age of 61 in 1945. Vaudeville singer and actress Mamie Smith passed away at the age of 63 in 1946. Jazz double bassist Ernest Hill passed away at the age of 64 in 1964. Korean musician An Aek Tai passed away in 1965. Composer Michael Carr passed away at the age of 67 in 1968. Folk singer Victor Jara, who was imprisoned by the Chilean regime at the time, was tortured and then shot dead at the age of 40 in 1973. Mark Bolan of T-Rex passed away in a car accident at the age of 29 in 1977. On the same day, opera soprano great Maria Callas passed away at the age of 53 in 1977. Pianist Bernie Lazaroff-Layton passed away at the age of 73 in 1994. Also on that same day, producer Thomas Kay passed away from an overdose of painkillers. Singer Sheb Woolley passed away at the age of 82 in 2003. Isora Rhodes Armstead of the Weather Girls passed away at the age of 62 in 2004. Composer Harry Friedman passed away at the age of 83 in 2005. Singer and actress Constance Moore passed away at the age of 85 in 2005. Composer Jean Balassat passed away at the age of 71 in 2007. Motown songwriter and producer Norman Whitfield passed away at the age of 68 in 2008. Mary Travers of Peter, Paul, and Mary passed away of leukemia at the age of 72 in 2009. Bluesman Big Eyes Smith passed away from a stroke at the age of 75 in 2011. Singer-songwriter Jackie Lomax passed away at the age of 69 in 2013. R&B saxophonist Big J. McNeely passed away from prostate cancer at the age of 91 in 2018. And guitarist John Cohen passed away at the age of 87 in the year 2019. And that is it for the Music History Today podcast for September 16th. Thanks for listening. Audio engineering and editing, video editing, writing, narration, basically everything having to do with this podcast is done by yours truly. You can find us on our website at cjbtproductions.com. Our podcast is on all of your favorite podcast providers such as Apple Music, Google Podcasts, CastBox, Spotify, etc., all under Music History Today. If you would like to support this podcast, our Patreon can be found at patreon.com/musichistorytoday. We are also on Twitter at Music History Day. And you can now find us on YouTube. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and hit that notification bell anytime you want to know exactly what videos are dropped and when. All of those links can be found in the show notes below. Thank you very, very much for listening.